I would like to ask you to take your Bibles and turn to Romans, the first chapter and the 17th verse, and I will read what it says. Hear it how it reads in the King James Version of the Bible. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, faith is something that we talk about. Faith is a word that we hear a lot thrown around in our churches. We know how to pronounce the word faith. We know how to spell the word faith. But when it comes to living by faith, the practical application of faith in our everyday lives, then we find ourselves void of that. We could tell it because of the way we live, the things we do, the things we say, and how we react toward other people and what our love level is when it comes to other people. So the practical application of faith is something that we should really take a look at in our churches today. The scripture says the just shall live by faith. And you may be asking, who is the just? Am I the just? And I would like to just tell you that if you are a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you have accepted Jesus in your heart, if you believe and allow him to live his life through you, then you are the just. You are the ones that God would want to use for his honor and for his glory. And the manifestation of the Jesus Christ ought to be operating in your life each and every day. You are the just. The just shall live by faith. So where do we exercise our faith? Is it that we use our faith when we come to church on Sunday? Or do we use our faith every single day in our everyday living, in our home, on our jobs? Where do we use our faith? And I really do believe that we should use the scripture as teaching us to use our faith in every single area. Use our faith for finances. Use our faith for giving. Use our faith for your marriages. Use our faith for your job. Wherever you are to just, and you should be living by faith. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, that we walk by faith and not by sight. So we cannot allow our senses to dictate what we ought to be doing by faith in our hearts. Faith is not something that you store up in your head. Faith comes from the heart. You have to believe that Jesus is operating in your life and allow him to operate in your life. Now, your head, when we talk about in our heads, people seem to think just because they memorize a lot of scripture and they could quote a lot of scripture, it really doesn't mean that you have faith. It really doesn't. Quoting scripture doesn't mean that you have faith. What faith is an action word. Now, if you could quote scripture, if you could confess scripture, and you believe what you are saying, then you could expect to have faith in God in your life. But just quoting scripture alone just won't do it. You have to live the faith. You have to believe the word of God. You have to speak the word of God. And you have to allow these things to show forth in your life so that we could be the light that Christ have called us to be in this world. He said, we are the light of the world. We are the city that setteth upon a hill that cannot be hid. And he told us not to hide our light under a bushel. So if you have a faith walk in your life, it should be seen. People should be able to see it. You should have people gravitating to you. You should have people even on your job gravitating to you when they are going through some kind of crisis. You are the one that they should be able to come to and ask for counsel, ask for advice, ask for prayer. Why is that? It's because of your faith walk. It's not something that we just talk about. It's something that we live. I know about confession. We should confess. I know that. But your confession has to match up with how you live. There are a lot of people doing a lot of talking, but their faith isn't there. And I really do believe that in James, the second chapter and the 17th verse, it speaks to that. It talks about faith without works is dead. In a class that I was doing just last night, which was a class that I do here in series here at the church, I did a class and I asked the people in the class, if you had to evaluate yourself on what level of faith you had, if it was strong faith, if it was great faith, if it was weak faith, or if it was little faith, what would you classify yourself to be? What level of faith would you be on? And everybody in that class said that they had strong faith. So when I asked a question, I said, okay, that's great. Strong faith, that is really, really good. That is something that we should, desire to have. But when I ask a question, how many of you tithe? How many of you believe in tithing? And a few hands went up because there are people who do not believe in tithing or will not tithe. They will tell you all kind of excuses for not tithing, but you're not going to do anything that you don't believe. You're not going to do it. So you can make all kind of excuses for not tithing, but the bottom line to it is that you don't have faith for it. Because if you did have faith, you would do it. You'll believe what the word of God says. The scripture teaches us that if we were tithe, it says that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us that we won't have room enough to receive. So if you believe that, you would do it, regardless to how much money you had, regardless to how many bills that you had. You would do it because you know Jesus, God, is the one that will be supplying every need that you have. So God can work miracles with finances. And if we, if we talk about faith and not show that action, that James is talking about, faith without works is dead. We could talk all day long, but if we don't show action and action to our faith. So back to the people in my class, there were other several things that I talked about to determine and bring an awakening to them as to whether or not you really have strong faith. I talked about a situation that was in the Bible where Jesus was asleep in the bottom of the ship. He was asleep on a pillow, the scripture said, and a storm came up. Immediately a storm came up, unexpectedly a storm came up, and it caused the disciples to be very, very fearful. And they went and woke Jesus up in the bottom of the ship, woke him up and said to him, "Don't you care that we perish?" And Jesus rebuked the storm, he rebuked the winds, and he told the disciples that you could do the same thing. Why did you doubt? You could do the same identical thing that I did. Where is your faith? So when immediate situations come up in our lives, troubles, storms come up in our lives, that will serve as a tester of your faith. So if you say you have strong faith, you have an opportunity in your life to determine whether you have strong faith or whether you have weak faith. Storms will determine that. How do you handle the storms in your life? How do you handle your marriage situation? How do you handle your financial situations? How would you handle yourself if a disaster came about? It is a member of our church that lost her whole house about in the fires. I think the fires were in 2009 or 8 or something like that. But She left home coming to church, got finished with worship service at church. When she got back home, everything she owned had burned up. Now, her faith was tested. She could have taken that situation and became a drug addict with it. She could have taken that situation and became an alcoholic. But I watched her because she had to live with me in my house until she got everything taken care of with the business aspect of losing everything. And that woman, of all of the people that I have known, that woman handled that situation. She handled it just like a Christian should have. She said to me, just like God gave me that, He could give me more. She could give it to me again. I never saw her waver in her faith. Now, that's a testimony that all of us should have. And even I thought myself, if I had something like that to happen in my life, could I handle it as strong as she handled it? And to this day, the woman is still worshiping and serving God. She is operating in the things of God right here in the church. And all of us could see the glory of God in her life because she operates in the practical application of faith that a Christian should. And I could go on and on with different situations and different trials that people have had in their lives. And I want you to know that faith isn't about you always jumping and shouting in church. It doesn't mean that you have faith because you clap your hands. It doesn't mean that you have faith because you shout. It doesn't mean that just because you come to church every Sunday and sing in the choir or work on the usher board and do all of these things. It doesn't mean that you have faith. You can show your faith when there is trial and a tribulation and persecution that comes into your life, because they will come. But how do you handle it? You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to give up. I've been pastoring now for 15 years, and I've seen people who come in and out of church when something wrong go in their life, when something go wrong, then they are out of church because they can't handle it. They can't handle it. But that is the time that you should draw nigh to God in your times of stress, in your time of disappointments, in your time of trials. And all of these things are a tester of your faith. And we should build our faith. See, faith is a process. It's not something you just get overnight. The people who held their hand up in my class that said that they had strong faith, I wondered if many of them had strong faith. Why would I wonder that? Because I could see their faith walk. They're inconsistent in church attendance. They do not come to prayer on Wednesday nights. They are very inconsistent in coming to Bible class. Now, where are you going to get all of this strong faith? Faith is a process. You have to build on it. And right now is the greatest time when things are going well in your life. This is the time that you ought to be building your faith for the storm that's going to come later on. This is the time. You read the Word of God. You study the Word of God. You take advantage of prayer time on Wednesday nights or whatever night that you will be in your churches that you have prayer time. You take advantage of the time of Bible study. You make sure that you study the Bible at home and you get that revelation that God wants you to have. This is building your faith. And revelation knowledge, all of us, we pray for revelation knowledge, but revelation knowledge comes through a strong prayer life. Spiritual perception come through a strong prayer life. So these things that I'm telling you now across the airways, These things that I'm telling you now is going to help build your faith, because the just shall live by faith. And God has given every man the measure of faith, but he do not want you to stay at a small, tiny faith level. Your faith should be growing. We are to get to that great faith that the centurion had. That's what we are trying to get ourselves into. So men and women, boys and girls of every walk of life, we should live by faith. And don't let the enemy just take you out just because you have trials, just because you have situations, just because you have adverse circumstances or adversities in your life. That's not a time to stop. I just want to thank Melvin Slade, who is the director of Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. I just want to thank Melvin and the great work that he's doing in the Antelope Valley. And please tune in and listen to him on 100.9 FM KRAJ. We'd like to invite you to Lighthouse Christian Center. We are located at 1231 First Street, San Fernando, 91340. Our phone number is area code 818-365-4600. Our services are held each Sunday morning. Our worship service starts at 11 o'clock a.m. And you would have a great, great worship experience by coming to worship with us. We have a faith building Sunday school class that starts at 10 o'clock a.m. And those classes are for all age groups. And we also have a Wednesday where we have our prayer time Wednesday at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, and at 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And our Bible class starts at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. We would love to have you to come out and be a part of any of our worship services. Lighthouse is a church that is on the rise, a pastor that is on the rise, and we are just believing that God is moving powerfully and dynamically in our worship service. So may God bless you and may God keep you is our prayer. And I will be praying for you. I'm praying for all of you out in the land, are praying for churches, are praying for pastors, and we are praying for people, because it seems that the enemy has waged war against the church and he's coming on strong. But we know that the greater one dwells in us than the one that is in this world. So I would like to admonish all of you who are out there who call yourselves Christians, please pray. Pray. We need to pray for our young people. We need to pray for our land, because the scripture says that if God's people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face, he'll forgive our sins and he will heal the land. So the land is not going to be healed unless the people of God prays. We are the only people here on the earth that could pray. God's people are. So our faith and our trust should be in God. So let us come together wherever you go to church at. Go to church and pray and seek God's face, because so that our land could be healed and our people could accept Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. Amen. God bless you, and I hope to talk to you again.